Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Bob Burrows from the Data Center Group. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Allison. Great to talk with you tonight.
Bob, we've known each other for a long time. We've both worked in the Data Center Group for a very long time. And right now you're the Director of Marketing Operations, but have a great history in benchmarking. Is that correct?
I've been working on server benchmarks for about 15 years in various capacities.
Well, this is the exact reason why I invited you on the show, because we wanted to kind of peel back the covers on benchmarks and find out a little bit more about them. People talk about them all the time, but not a lot of people know how they're created or how they're used.
Well, some of the most important benchmarks are the benchmarks created by industry consortiums where you have many different players, Intel, its competitors, OEM partners, software companies, all working together to try and create workloads that are representative of what customers would see in their data center.
How does a benchmark actually get formed? What is the process by that?
So within the industry association, most of the larger players have participants in these committees, and we will go out to the industry and even academia to actually ask for potential workloads to be included in benchmarks, trying to make sure that we're representing what's going on in the industry and what customers would actually see. And there's typically a review process, and we work to make sure that the benchmarks are solid, robust, and repeatable and representative.
And just, you know, for those of us who aren't familiar in the audience with benchmarks, basically it's a way of measuring productivity for a particular workload across multiple systems. Is that correct?
Yes, and generally there's a baseline off of an old system so people can do comparisons.
Okay. Now, once the benchmark becomes a standard and the standards body adopts it, I would assume that a lot of companies spend a bit of money making sure that their systems are going to perform well. What does that optimization look like? And, you know, are there tweaks to the systems? How do we make sure that people are playing fairly?
Well, generally speaking, we try to make sure our platforms work best out of the box. But for every single workload, there'll be a little bit tweaks that somebody may want to do, whether it's a BIOS tweak for power or performance. But typically what happens in benchmarks, whether it's in the spec committee where there's peer review, each result that's submitted by an OEM or Intel or our competitors will be reviewed by peers to ensure that there's no games being played.
Mm-hmm.
With the case of TPCC and things like that, there actually are external audit firms that audit those benchmarks to make sure that they're playing by the rules.
And what is the newest benchmark that we've been looking at from a standpoint of the release of our latest platforms?
One of the newer benchmarks is Spec APC for Lightbench, which is the first workstation benchmark to bring multitasking into workstation benchmarking, which is key since people are doing more than one thing on their design workstations. Other areas that we're really seeing a lot of excitement around are the power. With the original spec power benchmark, which used the Java workload, we're seeing power being incorporated into other spec benchmarks, such as Spec Web 2009, and we're even seeing TPCC add power to their benchmarks. So we're seeing energy efficiency becoming a key area of benchmarking focus.
So you'll have a multitude of benchmarks to reflect the performance efficiency across workloads rather than the one spec power benchmark.
Correct. And generally speaking, you know, Intel's philosophy for benchmarks is to do a lot of different benchmarks across a platform to give customers a wide idea of how our platforms will perform across, you know, a variety of workloads.
Intel just released the 5600 series processor, the Xeon processor. Can you tell us a little bit about how that's performed from a benchmarking standpoint?
Allison, we're really excited about the benchmarks we got on the Xeon 5600 series product. We saw 40% on int rate, which is a huge, huge bump for our generation gain, and you know, about 25% on FP rate, and up to 60% on some workloads. So great, outstanding performance increases on that product line.
Nice. Is there a point when customers want to move away from benchmarks and actually run internal analysis in terms of performance modeling?
That can be quite expensive, and not everybody can afford to do that or have the time to do that. So we view benchmarks as a good substitute for that, but the best thing to do would be running your own workloads, and that will give them a more accurate perspective on what they will see.
And what do you think the industry should expect next in terms of benchmarks? You mentioned driving energy efficiency as part of our core benchmarking philosophy. Anything else from the industry?
I think you'll start to see different types of workloads get focused on from a benchmarking perspective. I think the cloud will be one area where you'll start to see some more focus. But the complexity there also will be challenging, so I would expect that to take the industry quite some time to come up with good solutions there.
Well, thanks very much for being on the program, Bob. This was an education for me, and I'm sure it's an education for our audience.
My pleasure, Allison. I'd love to do it again sometime soon.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.